107.7 Hard FM.
Well, the nine's 9 minutes to nine. On the phone is Doug Richards in Redditch. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Phil.
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty well, thanks, mate.
Excellent. We should explain about Doug because Doug's a little bit potty, okay? Doug is a 50-year-old dad of two in Redditch, and he's about to embark on the toughest foot race on earth, aren't you, Doug?
That's right.
You're about to run 150 miles, the Marathon de Sable, across the Sahara Desert.
No way.
Doug, what's the matter with you?
I ask that myself sometimes.
Are you touched in the head or something, or what?
I must be, mustn't I, to take that on.
Aren't you scared at all, honestly?
Yes, I am. I am a bit. I mean, I'm really excited now. Now it's so close. I've been preparing for it for about 18 months, and now it's nearly here, and I'm really excited. But yeah, I'm a little bit apprehensive.
Well, Doug, you've been preparing in this country. Temperatures are slightly more extreme, shall we say, where you're going, aren't they?
For the last couple of days, and for the days remaining until I go, every evening I go on a cycling machine in a sauna at 55 degrees. So this is acclimatising me to it.
Okay. So when do you actually start this?
The race itself starts on Easter Sunday. I'm flying out next Thursday.
Okay.
And it starts on Easter Sunday for a week.
And the race lasts a week?
It lasts a week,
really?
Yeah.
So how many miles a day do you think you'll get to cover then in that case?
Well, it's in different length stages, varying from about 15 miles up to the real killer, which is a 50-mile stage, which carries on overnight as well.
I'm led to believe, Doug, that apparently there's a good chance... Well, there is some chance that some people don't actually survive this.
That's right. One chap, in fact, did get lost on it a couple of years ago, and he disappeared for 9 days and was found in Algeria, about 160 miles away. He got lost in a sandstorm.
Well, do you carry your own water and food and stuff?
You have to carry everything with you. They give you they give you water in stages, so you don't have to carry all your water at once. But all your food, safety equipment, clothing, everything you carry in a pack on your back.
So you've been training with that backpack, have you, at the same time?
I have, yeah. I ran just over 100 miles last week with my backpack.
Good grief.
That's on top of me working.
Now, you're doing this for two charities, aren't you? The Cancer Research Campaign and the Dreams Come True charity, which helps out seriously in terminally ill children. How can people help contribute if they want to get in touch, Doug?
If anybody can help contribute, please ring me at home. That's 01527 521079.
Okay.
Central TV are also making a documentary about my run, so if there's any companies out there that want to get involved in sponsorship, it's not too late.
Okay.
You know, they can have their name across my chest.
Well, Doug, we wish you the very, very best of luck with it, and we'll repeat the phone number after nine again in case you didn't catch it. Best of luck, and give us a call when you get back, won't you?
Certainly will.
Doug,
certainly
best
will.
Of luck. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot then.
Doug Richards in Redditch on Heart FM. Well done.
I am here to tell